A top U.S. official says he has directed oil company BP to extend for another 24 hours testing of the containment cap on a ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. The head of the government's response team, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says officials are pleased with the progress in monitoring the well's integrity and keeping oil from leaking into the Gulf. He said small leaks of oil and methane gas have been detected around the well, but there is no indication the well is unstable. The Gulf oil spill is the largest in U.S. history. Before the cap was installed, it's estimated 60,000 barrels of oil a day were flowing into the water. It all began 3 months ago after an explosion at the BP-leased Deepwater Horizon oil rig. The blast killed 11 workers before the rig burned and slid into the Gulf. Douglas Rader is chief ocean scientist with the Environmental Defense Fund, an organization that uses science to try to solve environmental problems. The PhD is currently analyzing how sea life is being affected by the oil spill. He says he's found the impact on ocean creatures of all kinds truly profound.
The tale of death for things that people are familiar with, sea turtles, sea birds, marine mammals, are right now approaching close to 5,000 animals. As serious and sad as that is, the deaths of those surface living animals is just the tip of an oil death iceberg. The story is far worse under the surface. Untold billions of baby fishes, shrimps, other species have been killed as they float in surface waters towards their nurseries or as they drift by in currents running through the Gulf of Mexico. In addition, oil has moved onto the shore, badly damaging key nursery habitats, especially marshes and beaches, including the surf that is a key feeding ground for many kinds of animals. In fact, the majority of the Gulf seafood, oysters and clams, shrimp and crabs and fish, are tied to those coastal wetlands. A few species might be somewhat better off, where shrimp trawling has been closed down, saving baby red snapper and other animals that might have been killed in trawls. But the rush to open waters back up in the last week means that even those benefits might be being lost right now. Finally, there's very large amounts of toxic substances loose in the Gulf. Out of the hundreds of millions of gallons of oil already that have been dumped into the Gulf, there's large amounts of benzene and toluene and very complicated organic substances that threaten seafood quality in the marketplace and for consumers.
What lies ahead for the wildlife in the Gulf?
Additional big problems coming up as the fall migration for water birds and shorebirds and even migratory songbirds is beginning, carrying many billions of birds through the northern Gulf, beginning just in a few days or weeks, but then persisting all the way through the fall. So the timing of getting the well shut down now is essential, both because the loop current is beginning to run again, the coral reefs downstream would be affected, and because seabirds are beginning, all kinds of birds are beginning to move through the Gulf.
This oil is all the way from the surface down to the very, very bottom of the Gulf. We don't even know what kind of effect it might have on these deep-sea creatures, do we?
Oil from the BP oil disaster is originating 5,000 feet below the surface and, in fact, was being dispersed or spread out as it entered the water on the bottom, rising slowly all the way through the sea, affecting every single layer all the way up to the surface, and then being dispersed again on the surface and beginning to sink back into the bottom. In fact, as much as a third of the total oil may end up ultimately back on the bottom. It turns out that under the water, in deep waters, are really, really important ecosystems that are also extremely sensitive to oil pollution. On the bottom, there are ancient deep water coral reefs, individual stems of corals, 1 or 2,000 years old, the reefs as much as 1 million years old, extremely sensitive to pollution of this kind.
Douglas Rader, chief ocean scientist with the Environmental Defense Fund, says until scientists return to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, they won't know the true extent of damage to the reefs. He says the next exhibition is scheduled for September.